Acting consciously. Several years ago, I learned an important lesson about change management. Change can be threatening to many people, and it evokes strong feelings, often including anger. The important lesson I learned was that anger can actually be a grief response. Change, even welcome change, often means we have to give up something, which can result in grief. Understanding the anger as an expression of grief gave me the opportunity to change the way I responded to colleagues who were angry about whatever change we were facing at the moment. Another lesson about change is that even the person who says, "I don't like routine, I'm all about change," has something they don't want anyone to mess with. Most of us prefer to initiate the change rather than have change imposed on us. And we are currently in the middle of one of the most sudden, widespread impositions of change any of us have experienced. A practice of self-awareness can help us more accurately understand our responses and the responses of others to this situation. When we are more accurate in identifying responses, we are more likely to be able to take care of ourselves and support others in the way they most need supported. More than that, self-aware people, quote, tend to act consciously rather than react passively, and tend to be in good psychological health and to have a positive outlook on life. Over the coming weeks and months, the more we can choose our responses to the situation around us, the better our mental and emotional health will be. Understanding the anger caused by the external circumstances, understanding the fear that comes from the huge shifts in what we are facing, will help us find ways to respond with compassion for others and for ourselves. In a yoga practice, we learn to balance opposing forces through the postures we practice. We follow back bends, energy, with forward bends, calming. We balance contractions, folding into ourselves, with extensions, reaching out. Understanding our need for interaction and time alone, being able to listen to anger, fear, and pain with compassion, and also to step away to take care of oneself, is the same practice. If you find yourself in a constant state of energy, either your own or from people around you, can you find ways to bring calm into your life and your work? If you find yourself wanting to sleep or struggling to find the drive you need to do your work, can you find a way to bring some energy into your world? If you are exhausted, perhaps it's not sleep you need, but quiet or a walk. Self-awareness and understanding can help you find what you need. Self-awareness and breathing will help us develop the resiliency to meet the leadership challenge of bearing the pain of others. When strong emotions come at us, the skills learned on the mat will help us pause before emotions cause our actions. Paradoxically, self-awareness can help us feel connected to others, which makes it possible to feel compassionate toward ourselves as well as others. Like the Covey quote at the bottom reminds us, we can have the power to choose to respond to change. A self-awareness practice helps us make choices and pick options that are both in line with our values and ideals, and at the same time, most effectively meet the needs of the people around us. Take care.